As we mentioned earlier, Japan beat the Philippines by a record margin last weekend. But one Japanese player who didn't feature for them was scrum half Fumiaki Tanaka. In an age when star players have moved to Japan at the end of their careers, Fumi has bucked the trend and is currently playing for the Highlanders in New Zealand.
I've never considered myself a pioneer. I'm here representing Japan, so I want to be as successful as I can and achieve good results to showcase Japanese rugby. I believe that's what my role is here.
Capped 33 times for the Brave Blossoms, Fumi was the smallest player at the 2011 World Cup. But a former teammate in Japan and the current coach of Otago, Tony Brown, has no doubts about his ability.
I played with Fumi for 5 years, 6 years maybe, in Japan, and I definitely knew he was good enough, and he wanted to challenge to be the first Japanese player to play Super Rugby. So, you know, I knew when I came back to Otago to coach Otago, I knew that he could make the side, and I knew he'd play well. So, and then And obviously Jamie saw that as well and put him in the Highlanders.
Highlanders coach Jamie Joseph.
The fact that he's played for Otago Rugby for 6 months and had a very good season for them, all of the question marks that we had about his ability to play at this level kept on getting answered week in and week out. He's played in World Cups. Again, he's small. He's going to be challenged in some parts of the game, but in terms of vision and nous and understanding how we want to play, he's pretty good.
The speed and the skill level he plays at, you know, he never makes mistakes, and he's playing at such a high speed that it's very hard for the defence to, you know, keep control of him, I guess. And, you know, I think that's what we're halfbacks going in world rugby at the moment.
His early appearances for the Highlanders were as a replacement. His first start against the Brumbies ended in defeat, but that hasn't deterred Tanaka.
It's intense and the pace is very fast, but every day I'm doing my best. I haven't changed anything, but when I train and play, I'm more aware than ever before of my own performance. I'm often targeted because of my size, but whether it's in defence or attack, I'll throw myself into everything for my teammates.
Just shows to Japanese rugby players it can be done. You know, it's not a size thing, it's attitude and skill. And, you know, I think it shows the Japanese rugby players that there is a chance in the rest of the world.
In Japan, rugby isn't as popular as some sports. But if someone somehow could make their name in one of the world's best competitions and deliver good news back home and increase its popularity, I think that would be great. I'd like Japan to be acknowledged internationally. So every game, no matter against which country, I'd like to put up a good challenge.
Yeah, I lived in Japan for 8 years, so Fumi is your typical Japanese rugby player, but he's a lot more confident than a lot of the Japanese boys back there. It's fitting him well.
It's very relaxed here. And my life is more peaceful than it is in Japan. It's fun. I wouldn't even mind moving here permanently. Communication is hard at times, but there are a few of the guys who understand a little Japanese. And my friends help me out as well. So I get by.
He loves rugby and he's never unhappy. He's always happy and he's got a lot of energy at training and he always wants to improve. And you know, as a rugby player, that's all you want to do. And as a coach, the players that you get in, that's what you want as well. So he's quite a unique man and, you know, he's fitted into New Zealand rugby pretty well.